Tonight, 11 of the candidates vying to become the next mayor of San Francisco will face off in a debate sponsored by the Alliance for Jobs and Sustainable Growth, which will air live at 7:30 right here on Comcast Hometown Network. Joining me here on Upside to discuss the candidates and the issues facing them are reporters Barbara Taylor of KCBS and Rachel Gordon and Andy Ross of the San Francisco Chronicle. Thank you so much to all three of you for joining me. Really appreciate it.
Happy to be
here.
Nice
to be here.
So I'd like to start by discussing there are 11 candidates participating in tonight's event, and I'd like to hear your thoughts on what this range of candidates represents. So to begin, the 11 that we have, there are three former supervisors. That's Michaela Alioto Pierre, Bevin Duffy, and Tony Hall. We have two current members of the Board of Supervisors, the board president, David Chu, and John Avalos. And then there are six others. There's city attorney Dennis Herrera, interim mayor Ed Lee, state senator Leland Yee, Assessor Recorder Phil Ting, businesswoman Joanna Reese, and the most recent member to join is public defender Jeff Adachi. So what do we make of this wide range of candidates?
I think one thing we make is that we have a wide open race right now. We had two late entrants into this campaign. Mayor Ed Lee said for months, I'm not running at this time. So we saw that progression go there. And then Jeff Adachi, the public defender, jumped in, I would say at the last minute. He actually had 40 minutes left before he got into the race. But it really is representative, I think, of San Francisco's politics, with Tony Hall further to the right in San Francisco style, John Avalos, member of the Board of Supervisors, further to the left. But if you look at the political spectrum, it's really about this big when you look at the national politics.
But I also think the late entry of Mayor Ed Lee and Jeff Adachi suggested that the campaign, nobody had really caught on early. Nobody was really making a mark. Most of them were running pretty much from the center and didn't seem to know how to break out of the pack. And so they created, in a sense, these openings, these opportunities for Ed Lee to come in and then followed by Jeff Adachi, who is running with his pension reform plan.
Well, this might be really great news for the city's democratic process. I think that on a practical level, it presents a big problem for a lot of voters. They almost have a wealth of candidates, too many people to pick from. And just in people who I talk to, they aren't quite sure what to do. And I do think it got even more complicated when Ed Lee jumped in the race, because he has been a very popular mayor since he took office in January. So that put a lot of people in this sort of undecided mode that they hadn't been in before. And then, of course, this last-minute addition of Jeff Adachi's, there's just too darn many choices for a lot of people.
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit more about that issue. You know, I've always been surprised. I haven't been aware of many other cities that have as many people running for mayor when the election comes up. So I'm sort of surprised by that. I'm curious what you make of that. And also this issue of, you know, Mayor Lee said his reason for jumping in was that he had noticed a positive change in the city. What do we make of that? Is that an excuse? Is that a good, valid reason? Or what do you think of that?
Well, look, there was the reason this race got so crowded was simple. We had ranked choice voting, for one, that allows you to vote for up to three candidates and rank them in your preference order. And secondly, because we did public financing this campaign, candidates, all of them are getting a large sum of money, several hundred thousand dollars. To have their name in there. And so even if they really don't think they can win, it's a chance to become well-known in the city. Some of them may be considering a future run for office in some other capacity. But this is almost like free money, and so it brought in all of these candidates.
Right. Plus, we didn't have an incumbent mayor running, so it really did have a wide open field at this point. Plus, we have term limits in San Francisco, so not for the citywide office holders, except for mayor, but the assessor could still stay in office and city attorney, public defender. But the supervisors who are running, while they could still run another term, at least I guess both of them could, they were looking, what's the next job? Where can I go after this? And it is a step up. Then we have the political newcomer, Joanna Reese. She had some problems where not voting before, but she said she's kind of found the light, and she's ready to jump into electoral politics. So.
You know, going back to what Andy just said, this is a race where there are a number of people running who aren't even really running to be mayor, or they would like to be mayor, but they don't have this unreasonable expectation that they're going to win. One of them, Assessor Phil Ting. His whole campaign theme has been reset San Francisco, and if you talk to his campaign manager, Eric Jay, he talks about how, Phil Ting doesn't necessarily think that he's going to win, but he just cares very much about putting the city off in a different direction. We have public defender Jeff Adachi. I mean, it's no secret that his big issue is pension reform. And there's, you know, a lot of people who think that the reason he is in this race is to put is to push his pension reform measure that's on the ballot. I'm not sure that's necessarily a bad thing. You know, in this town, you get publicity wherever you can get it.
Now, very briefly, we have to go to break here, but with ranked choice voting, do you think you could end up with a mayor who wasn't actually really running for mayor?
Well, I'm not sure that you're going to end up with someone who was not one of the more aggressive candidates, but I do think that it does make it very unclear what the outcome is going to be. You could easily end up with someone who comes in for third in the first round and then by picking up votes and ends up emerging the winner.
Right.